I came up with this topic for this sermon, for this series that we're going to be going over. I wanted to find a topic that applied to everyone, something that all of us can relate to. And the first thing that came to my mind is sin. We all sin. We all continue to sin. And we all have a tendency of falling into the same sin a lot of the time. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and in verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ Jesus our Lord. If we know that sin is only going to lead us to death and hell, why sin then? Seems like a pretty simple concept of not sinning and staying away from sin. Then why would anybody want to continue in this sin? Look over across the page at Romans chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Since we know sin is wrong, why do we continue to sin? If you know that's something wrong, you shouldn't be doing that. Look over in James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and in verse 15. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. The only thing that sin will bring about is an end to us, which is death. And that's why we sin then, why would we continue to sin then, if it is only going to lead us to death? Look over in Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18 and in verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. After we sin, do we run back to the Lord for shelter, go to Him in prayer and repent of our sins, or do we sort of linger, stay around in that sin that we have been doing? Look over in Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26 and in verse 11. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. So many times we can be foolish and continue in our sin. And let's look over to 2 Peter chapter 2, where the scripture reading was done this morning. 2 Peter chapter 2, and starting with verse 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. This is the main verse that came in my mind for choosing this sermon, especially verse 22. Look at this again. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Isn't that just disgusting? For those of you that have a dog, you've probably witnessed this at one time. A dog going over to the corner by itself, and it throws up all that waste from the body, that the stuff your body doesn't need, that's why it's trying to get rid of it. But yet the dog, it goes back to it. And at times, are we so different? As Christians, the stuff that we don't need, the sins that can trash our spiritual lives, the stuff that we should be staying away from, all those things that we don't need in our lives, sometimes we fall into the habit of going right back to those things. And that leads me to the main question today of why do we continue in sin? Why do we go back to those things that we know are wrong? Why do we linger in those things that are no good for us? And I had some handouts made, and at this time I asked my dad to help me pass those out. While these handouts are being passed out, as Mr. Jeff mentioned earlier, this is going to be a series. And the series is going to be, Why Do We Continue in Sin? And these handouts, for most of you that are getting them, you'll see there's not a whole lot on them. Just a lot of blank boxes with headings on them. I didn't want to pass them out beforehand because then everybody would be looking at this and not me. And I like it when you guys look at me. So. Everybody has those handouts now. You'll see there's not a whole lot on them. Just boxes with headings. And those headings are the topics that I'm going to be hitting on. And today, the first two are on laziness and forgetfulness. And each of those boxes is for you to do. For you to fill in notes and verses, things and reasons that I may hit on that why you continue with those sins. Maybe a reason of why you're kind of lazy as a Christian, why you forget about God. And as we'll be going over in the next couple of Sundays on these topics, a way to keep it organized, because I know I have a lot of points over the next weeks. I wanted to make sure everybody could stay organized and not get confused where I'm going. And it's a good way, just if anybody needs a pen, I hope everybody has writing utensils. I do not have those. So. But it's a good way to keep organized and to follow along and to make sure that I stay on task and not wander off either. And now, why do we continue in sin? This seems like such a simple question to some, yet it cannot be narrowed down into one simple answer. Over these next couple of sermons, I'll be going over those attitudes and mindsets that we get that cause us to continue in sin. I know at times we don't like to hear somebody telling us why we sin and why we do what we do, but it's good to hear why we got trapped in those sins in the first place. So the first one that I will be starting off with is laziness. Doing what's convenient. Lazy people, just going with the flow, trying to be that person that doesn't do any work but still tries to get a piece of the reward. Lazy Christians, as it says in verse 21 of 2 Peter chapter 2, they know the truth, but yet they turn from the Holy Word. Yeah, they know what's right, but you know, they'd rather be lazy and continue and do with and not put in any work. Look over in Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17 and in verse 4. An evildoer gives heed to false lips. A liar listens eagerly to a spiteful tongue. Just because someone said it's right, we do it too. Too lazy to seek out the truth. We like things that are right in front of us, easy and accessible. That's one reason why fast food is so popular. It's fast and it's food. It's something we like and it's so easy to get. And the same can be with this, not putting in any work and just going with the flow. Look over in Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19, starting with verse 15. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandments keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. The worst sight is when Christians are too lazy to keep God's commandments, and that carelessness that we have will only equal death for us. I don't get how lazy people can expect to make it to heaven. I can say all I want that I want to win a marathon, but if I don't go out there and train at all, I won't be able to get past the first mile, let alone 25 more. You have to be able to put in work to be able to get to the reward at the end, not being lazy. Staying in Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21 and in verse 25. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Too lazy to put any effort in. We want to go to heaven, but we'll never get there without putting any work in. No effort in trying to go to Bible classes or Bible studies, or not even reading your Bible on your own. By not reading our Bibles or even making an effort to study God's Word, how do you know what you are supposed to even be doing? You cannot be lazy and do just what's convenient and go with the flow, but strive to learn more so that we do not get caught up with sin and find ourselves continuing in it. When we get caught up in sin, we can be too lazy and not do any work. When we need to be doing the opposite, there's a phrase off a TV show, it was called do work, and we need to be doing the same, and we need to do work, not being lazy, but doing that work to get out of sin. Look over in Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 14. Verse 14 says, "But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." We cannot be lazy. We must practice what we preach, as it says in this verse, that through use and of exercise, you actually have to do something. And it's pretty hard to exercise if you're not doing anything. You can ask Marshall about that. I would always make fun of him in the winter. How are you going to win state if you're not going to exercise? Well, the very next day he would go out and run about 10 miles or something. And that will shut me up pretty quickly. And look, probably on the same page in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11. Hebrews 6, starting with verse 11. "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." The lazy man will just continue in sin, but the strong, the working person will have faith and patience to inherit the promises that are waiting for us. We have to put in the work to gain the prize. And most of the time, doing work is not, let me start over, I totally butchered that. Doing work is not what is convenient. Most of the time what's convenient is just sitting around and doing nothing. And we need to be able to do work by reading our Bibles and putting in the extra effort to reading God's Word and not just sitting around and doing nothing. Moving on to the second point is forgetfulness. Caught up in sin. This one is about people who, the way I aim this one is about people that don't have their priorities straight. Rather stay caught up in sin and forget about following Christ. Well, maybe if I forget about my prior commitments, it will all just go away. Try and forget about what they know they should be doing. And the easy excuse to make when you want to continue in sin. Easy to forget what you want to be doing when you're sidetracked and doing something else. The same goes, spiritually speaking, for what's right and what's wrong. Perfect example of this is over in Exodus. Exodus 32. Exodus 32, starting in verse 1. "Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, 'Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.' And Aaron said to them, 'Break off the golden earrings which are in your ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me.' So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand and fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molten calf. Then they said, 'This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" We see how easy it is for people to forget about what is actually right because they were so caught up in sin. Moses went away and they didn't know what to do, so they went to Aaron and they decided to make a golden calf. They just forgot about what was most important in their lives. Miss Gay gave me a paper. She wanted me to make a sermon around it. But I thought that it would fit in perfectly for your priorities. A little not right. when your priorities get off in forgetting because you're too busy caught up in sin. And the first one on this list, it's 10 things that disturb you most. The first one's pretty extreme, but after that, they get really realistic. Number one, a soul lost in hell or a scratch on your new car. A sermon that runs 10 minutes longer than usual or a lunch that is served at half an hour late. Number three, you missing a day of worship or you missing a day of work. The church not growing or your garden not growing. Your Bible being unopened or your newspaper being unread. Your children arriving late for a public Bible study or your children late to public school. Missing the midweek Bible study or missing your favorite TV program. Church work neglected or house yard work neglected. Low attendance for a worship period or low attendance for a party. Someone instructing you on how to improve your spiritual life or someone instructing you on how to improve social manners. So many times we get caught up in sin and in life it's easy to get your priorities off. As you can see in that, sometimes we might rather miss our favorite TV show. I mean, we'd rather miss a Bible study in the middle of the week because we'd rather watch our favorite TV show. And it's sad, but that's what happens when we forget about what's most important in our lives because we're too busy caught up in sin. Let's look over in Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 and in verse 16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Also in 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2 and in verse 4. But he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. In both of these verses, we cannot just say that we know God, and the next thing we know, turn around and stop following him, acting like a different person that is continuing in sin. We cannot forget about what is most important in our lives, which should be going to heaven and not continuing in sin. Let's look over in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, starting in verse 22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So many times we can pretend to be Christians, doing the bare minimum, putting on an act for people, when really we've been continuing in sin all this time. That's why we have to stay obedient to Christ all the time. And this is a problem that I've noticed at big churches, stagnant members. In such a big group, it's easy for members to kind of fly under the radar, sneak in and out of church services, not really talking to somebody, putting on an act for others. That's one thing that I like about this church here. We're so small that everybody can tell who's here, and you know what's going on in everybody's life here. And just because maybe some of the members have forgotten about you, that does not mean that God has forgotten about you. Look over in Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and in verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. It's so easy to forget about the Lord at times and not let him guide our steps. When things are going great in lives, we just paid off the mortgage for the house, no more bills to pay, we have a good job, everybody in the family is healthy, It's easy to forget about God when things are going good. But yet when things turn bad, everybody turns straight to God. And we should turn to God when things are going great, and then especially when times are bad also. We can never forget about God at all. Look over in Amos chapter 6. Amos chapter 6. Amos chapter 6 is a great whole chapter to read, and I would recommend it to you if you have some time to just read through this chapter. I'm only going to take time to read verses 3 and 5. Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 6, starting with verse 3, excuse me. Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seed of violence to come near, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David. This whole chapter is about how can the people of Israel be so calm with all this sin occurring? Did they forget about God because they were so busy being wrapped up in all the sin? They forgot that they should be following God and not wrapped up in all these earthly possessions that they had. We cannot be like the Israelites and forget about our God. Let's look over in 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 16. At my defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. This verse here shows Paul's attitude to those who deserted him and forgot about him. It shows that, yes, we're humans, and we are going to forget at times. But God, He is always going to be by our side, waiting for us to stop continuing in sin and forgetting about Him and His Word to come back and follow His ways. These are just the first two sections of why we continue in sin. Over the next few Sundays, I'll be going over different aspects and attitudes of even more of why do we go in sin. Today we learned about the lazy people who would rather do what is convenient and continue in sin, and those who just forget about God. When we're so wrapped up in sin, it's easy to forget about God. But we should never forget about how amazing of a God that we truly serve and are missing out on. I really want us all to work together on growing as Christians spiritually by learning, why do we sin? Going over these and looking over these, studying these in our free time so we know why we do sin. And I hope that we can all work together while we do this. And at this time, we have that maybe you have been living in sin all this time. You've been lazy and forgetting about God. You need to make things right with Him. Or if you would like to know God and become baptized, why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song selected.